Joy.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. You're with Dano and Mason. We are on Joy 94.9 and we're here to drive you home. Oh, welcome, Lisa, Dano, Daniel.
Good afternoon, Mason. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, except, you know, we had that little flurry of excitement trying to change studios here at Joy 94.9.
We have so many of them.
We're coming out of Studio One live, the Singer Smith studio. But I was at about 2 minutes before program said, let's change studios because, here's my cockamamie excuse, the toilet is broken in cubicle 3 in the bathroom here. I'm very superstitious about that particular place in the world.
Mm, I've noticed you queuing behind several.
I won't go to another. I know you think it's crazy, but I won't go to another bathroom. So, because that was unable, I couldn't go there. I had to go to cubicle 2. Unprecedented behaviour. So I thought, well, maybe to counterbalance that superstition, we'd change studios.
Yeah.
And hasn't
didn't
happened.
Work out.
No, it didn't work out.
It's very hot in there anyway.
That's right. This, for ladies of our age, is a much nicer environment. Hey, heaps to talk about today. But wait a second, because I like this little bit of the song.
You so do.
Hmm. Never tire of it.
No.
Except that I have, and I think we should come up later today. I want to put it out to the peeps. I want a new theme song for Dano and Mason, because that, of course, famously is the Odd Couple theme.
Will we accept original entrants?
Like I'd love it.
Write
I would
for
love
us?
It if somebody. There must be some homosexual
so
musician.
I do like the baby elephant walk, but it is very annoying. It's probably been done.
But now that we're all so svelte, I don't think it suits us. And you do love tiny animals,
I
so
do.
There is that. We might talk a little bit about that later.
Miniatures.
We've got a Tabitha D in the studio. Welcome, Tabitha.
Thanks for having producer me.
Producer extraordinaire. I had a meeting with my producer yesterday, and she divulged that she hates children. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Right of reply?
You've just taken it all wrong. I've just got nothing for
fake
you right
news,
now.
People.
Fake news. Hey, we'll talk about that and heaps more today here on Joy.
Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Dano and Mason, driving you homo until 6:30.
Man, stop laughing at my hair.
Because what's happened is that now that you've got the headset on, listeners, if you can't see from where you're sitting, Dano's hair, you have great hair, mate, has gone, would you say, to potty? It's gone to poo, hasn't it?
It has.
And it goes, your hair's like mine. It goes, fine, yeah. Not fine. And so not fine that it gets a sort of forehead kink.
Yeah, an otherworldly effect.
It looks like you've been wearing a baseball cap when you have not.
Yes, that is
or
correct.
Or sleeping when you have not.
Well, I can't.
You have bad hair today.
I have to admit to that.
And then Dano very kindly picked me up from my office to bring me in here this afternoon. And I was joking about your hair in the car, saying, how does it happen? What are you going to do about it?
Well,
let's
I'm getting
talk about
tomorrow,
it.
Thank
That's
goodness.
Right. So the day before you were to get a haircut, and we've just been laughing about your unfortunate hair. Who did you run into in the street?
Well, the guy that used to cut my hair.
Yeah.
On a very regular basis. Right next to the Joy Studios, in fact.
How embarrassing.
And, well, I did have to leave him because I was not working in the city anymore. So you've told him. Yeah, I told him a kind of a porky. But my original hairdresser that I've had for 20 years, hello Dion, was back in the business. I think he might have gone to jail for a while. But anyway, that's another story. So I went back to him.
But you just shared one of the most awkward, you know, that sort of salute kind of, I don't
well,
know
he was pretending to be on the phone, if you did notice.
It's just,
and it's so I see him every Thursday afternoon when I come in here.
And have you
for
said
the past
to him,
oh,
as luck would have
no.
it, oh, no.
We just ignore it.
I reckon the look he gave you, and it was just a split second, I think he managed to convey in that split second.
Yeah.
That'll learn you.
There's that pitch again. Look at
I reckon
hair.
He looked at you and went, well, your
no,
call,
no responsibility.
Your call, lady. But it did beg the question, what's worse than running into your hairdresser in the street when you've got really crap hair?
I can think of so many things. Why don't we ask the listeners?
Let's ask the
smarter
listeners.
Than me.
What is worse than running into your hairdresser, or share a story of if you have, than running into your hairdresser when you've got really, really shit hair?
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be hair, obviously. So it could be something like running into your AA sponsor at a bar or something.
Well, what are they doing there? That's like running into anybody at McDonald's.
Well,
you can't feel bad because they're there.
Or running into them at the local park at 9 a.m. when you've got a bag of...
When you cracked your first tinny.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
0427JOY949, you can text us on, or you can email us onair@joy.org.au. We've got a plethora, or a plethora,
depending.
You can't
fax anymore, though.
Don't fax us. Text Dano personally. heaps of people here to take your calls.
Joy 94.9.
We're just reeling, aren't we? Tabitha, too, let me just bring you in here because you've just heard the horrific news that I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Dano, we've received a few texts in from listeners about the Dano hair situation. If you weren't with us, if you have just joined us, Dano was talking about running into her hairdresser, her ex-hairdresser recently, and she has the hair of a freak on her head currently. And I was embarrassed for her, but I was sort of enjoying the...
I noticed you sort of stepped away as if we were walking together.
I mean, I do like to be immersed in discomfort, don't get me wrong, but it was just one of those moments I thought, oof, when you said, oh, there's my old hairdresser, I just... beelined out of there.
Well, I thought it was pretty hilarious given you're wearing knitted shorts today.
That's right. Yeah, but I did not know until this very second when you said it. So you do not wash your hair?
No, I haven't washed my hair since the 70s. Late 80s.
Oh.
Late 80s.
And
it's washed when I go to get it cut.
Which is every 3 months.
Well, it should be every two, shouldn't it, really?
Should be every 6 weeks, mate. Yeah, this is, and we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have good radio then. Otherwise.
I wash my hair obsessively because I have product in my hair often and it needs to come out because I don't like it.
No, you just rinse it in hot water under the shower.
I'm going to bring you in Tabitha, who, for those who don't know, is a lady with long hair. I would say healthy-looking brown hair.
That's a lovely wig.
And how long would you go without washing your hair?
I probably wash it once or twice a week.
That's not over the top.
Not over the top.
That's pretty good.
And Dano, I said to Dano, how does that smell? She said, it smells fine. People smell it and rub their hands through it. I challenge that. I don't know who does that. I'm venturing not even your partner rubs her hands.
Well, when
through.
I have this conversation off radio, people always want to touch it and smell it. Seriously, they do. Even in the street.
People touch it and smell it because you don't wash it.
If people, strangers walking past me overhear this conversation that I'm usually having with myself, I don't wash my hair.
Yeah.
They just want to smell it and touch it.
I bet they do. Tabitha is we're in the phase of our relationship, Tabitha and I, where she should be trying to do everything for me and impress me. I said, Tabitha, can you smell Dano's hair? She goes, you smell it.
I'm not doing it. I'm not even curious enough to know.
It's good for
like,
you to
I'm happy for someone else to tell me, I do not want to know myself.
But you're here to learn good radio, and that is great radio.
Yeah.
You smell Dano's hair.
And I feel like I would trust your
do
opinion.
Now.
No, you do it.
But fired. We did put the call out to our listeners, of course, about
is someone going to come in to smell your hair?
Not about smelling my hair.
We'll make Chris Tate do it. Great.
Yeah, Tatey.
Yeah.
Get in here.
Go on, who's texted in?
So we've had a couple of texts about awkward encounters, and Jackie from Doveton says it's always awkward when you bump into your dietitian in the street while you're tucking into a donut.
It's always a donut in those
always
stories.
A donut, yeah.
Oh.
Or bags of chips and ice cream. No, it's not for me, not for me. That's what you generally come up with.
Yeah.
Tim from Mentone.
Who has a dietitian though? Jackie from Doveton, clearly.
I've had a dietitian in my time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You think I keep this svelte body?
Oh, yeah, well, true.
Tim from Mentone says it's really awkward to bump into your personal trainer when you're eating pizza or something like that.
Yeah, or just not working out.
Yeah, not working out, lying around. And Anonymous, surprisingly, says it's awkward to run into your boss at the Laird.
Well, or not.
For both, probably.
There's got to be something more deliciously awkward than that. I just can't. Does anybody else not wash their hair too? Anyway, if you want to join the conversation, 0427JOY949, or you can email us onair@joy.org.au. Here's Robbie. He washes his hair daily. Everyone knows that about Robbie Williams. It's love my life.
Joy.
We've just posted a photo of me smelling your hair because we're all up on the socials.
Yes.
We have a Facebook page. It is called Dano and Mason, and you will find it at facebook.com. /.
Yes. Type in the following. Yes. Dano and Mason.
Yes, we're getting 100%. All groovy with it. Hip.
I think Facebook's for
oh,
all
it's
reason,
gone.
It?
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, it's gone. I can't communicate.
Yeah. Or
Snap. Oh, something. Tabitha, let's just ask a young person. Tabitha, what are the young people doing these days with the socials?
Moving away from Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for our generation.
That's
I
right.
received a 21st birthday invitation, obviously, from a 21-year-old the other day, and it just had the name of the venue, not the address. Because, of course,
really?
You can just Google it.
At Shakers or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, pretty much, just the name of the venue. And I'd never heard of the venue.
That's a bit odd, though. I feel like you always still need to put the address on. Like, is it in the city?
Yeah, what if there's two Shakers? Yeah, there's Shakers in Cheltenham.
It's quite a distinct name, which I've clearly forgotten.
And you can't say on radio, so it's lucky you've forgotten it.
Hmm.
But you can go to our Facebook page. You must like it. You must like it.
Yes, you must love it.
You have to love it. Not the photo. I don't care what you think of the photo. But it is a very good expression.
Well, I do.
The answer is we all agreed. Everyone had a smell of Dano's hair. We've agreed, and let's put it to bed, shall we, that it smells no worse than the earphones I am wearing.
That's right. Stinky cans.
That's right. You had a story for me, mate.
I did. Didn't I? Which one are we going with? Why don't we go with... well, we did discuss before that Tabitha...
Oh,
has
yeah.
an issue with the children.
I wrongly said, and stop the hate mail, please. Stop the hate mail. I did say that Tabitha hates children. That's not necessarily what's going on. Let me just, in a nutshell, introduce you to the idea here. Tabitha, our producer, Dano Mason's brand new and walking on thin ice producer, is soon to get married. Congratulations. She's getting straight married in March next year or thereabouts.
Yep.
She's decided.
Well, I reckon it's thereabouts. I reckon she's got a date
yes.
planned.
Well, I don't want to give her away because I don't want people to go and rob her house or anything. Right. Her and her fiancé have decided to have it. It's a destination wedding in that it's in country Victoria, which is great. Now, that's not because they like the destination, which I will give away as Echuca, bless you. But she's had it exclusively at a country estate so that she doesn't have to invite all the family. Is that right, Tabitha?
So is it the Echuca Best Western? Is that what we mean by country estate?
I went a little bit better than that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. It's a nice place in Echuca.
It's a nice place in Echuca, right on the Murray.
But to be fair, you went up there so that you don't have to invite all the family.
Yeah.
Who clearly don't listen to Joy 94.9. Further to that, she's thrown a cat amongst the pigeons. By saying to her, presumably... largely heterosexual and breeding type friends, you cannot bring children to the wedding. How's that gone down, Tabs?
Not great.
Mm. Mm.
I thought it would just be really plain and simple, you know, because everyone says, it's your day. You plan it how you want.
It's not your day.
And then you do. And then, yeah.
So you get in trouble. Is it children under 15 or have you put an age on it?
Well, see, all of friends and family... the oldest is 6 years old.
Oh, no.
So they're all tiny. And
they wouldn't remember it.
But they wouldn't remember it.
If the six-year-old doesn't come, though, who's going to drive everyone home? That's my
now,
concern.
Don't get me
she
wrong.
She can still drive.
It's not that we care. But we thought it might be relevant to our audience because if in this marriage thing gets up, people are going to have to care about
There's
this stuff.
There's going to be a sea of weddings.
And what's the go? I thought when you said no kids, I was like, good. Good call. Take
I
a stand.
I thought that was normal.
You know what I thought, Tabs? It's your day.
What do you do with them, though? What are they doing with their kids?
That's
Couldn't
the
you have,
thing.
Like, a ballroom?
So we have even offered to pay everyone's babysitters.
Get out. That's stupid. Just get a, get an unemployed person.
Yes. Like yourself, mate.
That's right. Take me. I hereby will, but if you let me sing at the wedding, I will babysit all those little
I'd
kids.
Also like to point out that it wouldn't just be one, maybe two kids. Our friends and family have 22 children under the age of six.
That's a lot of happy
So we meals. Would have a daycare. I'm only inviting 70 people, so it's nearly a third.
Jumping castle. I would have some sort of daycare in Melbourne sorted out. Or just say you have and don't. That's the other thing you do. Sure, we've all done that.
Maybe I'll put security at the front and then anyone that comes in with a kid, the security guard can just take the child somewhere.
If it's on the river, you'd have to fence off the river too.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even safe for them to be there and then everyone's going to be stressing. And
you should have led with OHS. You should have said,
that should be
for the sake of your own beautiful
think
children.
Think of the children.
Yeah.
Won't someone think of the
Won't
children?
Somebody think of the children. If you've got a thought either way, please do let Tabitha know. Yes. I think you're going to find yourself... we're organising babysitters and then you're going to have people... because in the olden days, people used to run out for a smoke break. Now they're going to be going checking on the children.
I reckon they could just hire a hall in Melbourne.
Mm.
Or...
sleepover.
Rope off a section of the casino car park.
Yeah.
Pop them all in there.
Don't even have to rope it off. Just lock them in the cars.
Yep. Or we just cancel it and we
the wedding.
Elope. Yeah,
right.
We just elope.
Well, you know...
oh, I love that.
Be,
that would
be
a full... just a full gay out.
Yeah.
Nah. Yep. Okay, fine. Yous can, stay. I've given you a Bogan accent. I love it. Yous can stay home with your kids. We're off.
Because there's going to be a lot of weddings.
We're
so
going
I'm
to
sure
Craigieburn.
We could take up your booking. Not us, we.
No, no, that's a rumour. That's been going around.
Because yeah. I've opened up a passbook account for the wedding presents that I will be expecting to buy.
Well, if and I'm singing at Tabitha's wedding, we'll be expected to bring a present. You want to
join? Not a child.
No, don't bring a child. I suspect, though, and I don't know how to say this delicately, that the gays are going to be worse.
No, what are you talking
I'll just
about?
Leave that with you. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Dano and Mason. We are actually driving you home. Oh, Dano, Homo Dano, that's right. There's been quite the flutter on the Twitter sphere and the emails about Tabitha II's wedding controversy.
Yes, the no children rule.
So for those who are playing earlier, Tabitha the producer is getting married, straight married, in March next year. Country wedding, lovely. Simply refuses to let people bring their children. I thought, good on you. You go, girl, is what I said. Your day. Most people, and keep in mind, the gays notch it up a bit because they're a bit sensitive, say, that's rude. You must let children come. Thoughts?
Just not happy about it. I've just got no words.
My day.
I've been to so many weddings that they haven't had kids, so I just thought it was just a normal thing to be like, hey, no kids.
I don't want to go on about it, but I was raised in the 70s and kids weren't invited to literally anything. And if you were, you were sleeping under the parents' bed in a room somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Under the pool table.
Yeah, under the pool table.
I've actually had a family member that hasn't been happy about it and he said to me, it's not fair that they don't get to come to a family day, but it's not a family day.
Have you got children in the party?
What do you mean?
Bridal party.
Do I have children?
Ring bearers.
Ring bearer. No. Yeah, no, that's lame.
No.
You know, it's a little three-year-old.
What? How cute is a little boy in velvet pantaloons, though?
No, it's stupid.
How do you pick one from 22, though? How do you give one person that responsibility?
You could have all 22.
Survival of the fittest. Have a little elimination round. I don't know.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, have like a competition.
Keanu, would you like this rose? I don't know. Have your own little bachelor, mini bachelor party. I don't know.
No, have it like a physical attribute test. Like you have
the best looking one. There you go.
You have to carry this basket of bricks down the aisle.
And then so all the parents know that only one that's chosen
that's
for this job is
that
to come.
Is a reality show I would
if
watch.
You give them 4 months, they've got, you know, 4 months to train with the bricks in the basket.
And be cute.
And they have to throw petals down the aisle and carry a tire.
There's a complicated scoring routine which involves best looking, strongest and the quietest.
Yep.
That's all you need.
Yep.
That's right. And you can take two maximum. It's the survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Not every child wins a prize. If the prize that we're talking about is going to your wedding in the country in the middle of summer.
And drowning in the river.
That's right. Don't talk about children that way. Mate, on the way to... I went away to Tasmania on the weekend.
Yes, you had a party to attend, didn't
I you? I went to the most spectacular 50th birthday party, beautiful part of the world, and in Tasmania near Lonnie. I was out late Thursday night. I was leaving crack of dawn, like 5 o'clock. I had to get picked up from my house to go to the airport. I had a late night Thursday night out at a bit of theatre. I caught a taxi cab on the way home and the cab driver said to me, I said, you might as well just wait here because I need to get to the airport at 5 a.m. And he said, oh, I'm happy to come back and pick you up and take you to the airport. And I said, oh, I might get an Uber. Actually, it's cheaper. And he said, how much is an Uber? And I lied. I said, $55. He goes, I'll do it for $50. And I went, what? In a taxi? Oh, fantastic. Gave him my number. I got his number. It seemed a bit weird. It wasn't until I got home because he knows where I live because he dropped me off. And then in the morning, I get a text from him saying, it's Travis, not his real name.
I'm out the front.
I went, great. Got my little carry-on bag, walked downstairs. No taxi. I thought, he's got the address wrong. I don't know what's going on. It's pitch black. I'm up and down the street. And then I hear this, meep, meep. Hang on. I've got... Oh, no, anyway. I hear this, meep, meep. And look around. There's a tiny little Honda Civic coming up to... Like, making actual noise as it makes its way out the street to me. Opens the door.
Waking
Travis.
Every single name.
It was rattling. The windows didn't work. That guy's a baby seat in the back. Travis, what are you doing? I said, I drove you to the airport. Whose car is this? My wife's. I go, are you allowed to do that?
No.
It's not legal, is it?
No, it's not legal because not a registered Uber driver.
Story improves. I got in the car because I was like, well, now I'm late. I have to get in the car. And I was in this tiny little thing, $55 hell ride.
On your way to being
murdered.
Oh, I
tipped him, $5. That's right.
Surprised to be seeing you today.
And once we made the final turn off, I thought, I'm safe now. I can have a little snooze. But, yeah, he got me there. He drove me there. And he said, and he gave me his little bit of, you know, notebook with his number on it. He said, keep that. And if any of your friends want to live to the airport. And I thought, wow.
But you did tell me that you blacked out for a while. And
that's
I
right.
Like to fill
said,
that in.
He said, would you like some of this drink?
And this mysterious.
That's right.
Joy 94.9.
Where to find you. You're on Joy 94.9. And that, of course, is Nick Jonas doing what all the Joni do, which is sing. And that song was Find You. Question without notice. Tabitha, how many Jonas Brothers are there? Which one dated Delta Goodrum?
I think there's three and I think it was Nick.
Okay.
You probably need to clarify Delta. That and say famous Jonas Brothers because there's probably...
Oh, there's always a shit sibling.
Yeah, that's true.
And I fear that I'm the one. There is. In every group of families, yeah, there's true. Always a shit
Is
one.
There a shit Hemsworth?
No, oh, there's a shit.
There is. There's a third brother. Yeah, he's
a and he was a fan World. Of Joy, and now he's just sitting on his Jason recliner.
No, he's in Westworld. He's done all right for himself. Bit Which short, one? Though, I think. I don't know what his name is. Hemsworth.
The shit Hemsworth. That's awful.
Colin. Let's go with Colin.
Colin Hemsworth. That's not true. Hey, Dano, I tire of live radio, free-to-air radio, and I like to listen to a podcast. I listen to heaps of them, in fact. Mm. And you do also. We love this. But you like to get into a bit of your true crime.
I do.
I like to listen to news and current affairs. You're in true crime. Tell us about the one that you've just been listening to.
Yes, I've been listening to a podcast called Dirty John, which is put together by a journalist, an actual journalist, not just some guy in his bedroom.
Mm.
And it's about a guy who basically scams women of their money and lies and says he's an anaesthetist when he's not.
Is his name Donald Trump?
No, his name is Dirty John.
Dirty John.
And, just really interesting. And he does make up his own career.
To be fair, it's not fiction. It's an actual.
No, it's
based
real.
On an actual Dirty John.
Is I don't know what happens yet.
But Australia?
America.
Mm, of
so
course.
I'm about four episodes in. I think it's about eight episodes long.
Yes.
And it just got me thinking about, you know, people that give false or fake professions. And I did recall going to a high school reunion many years ago where you had to write your name and your profession on your badge. And I put horse urine analyst. I thought it was funny at the time, but most people took it seriously. So what would you, if you had to...
I've gone quiet all of a sudden because I'm thinking my go-to profession for... I just don't know because
I'm thinking if I did it again, I'd probably go with supermodel because it's so close to reality that
people
would believe that for sure.
It'd be interesting to see how long people hold your gaze and don't go... Oh. aging plus size model, I'd put that in.
I'd believe that.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be something, that is believable.
Aging plus size male model, I'd put down.
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay.
No, I don't know. I reckon that...
Broadcaster? Hilarious.
Your most lied about professions would be doctor and lawyer.
Yes, I think so.
But that's a bit boring.
Yeah. Well, I reckon a lot of people say that they're like federal agents or, police officers.
You can't say that because the...
Well, that would be the obvious.
Cop. I'm a cop.
That would give me a hint that they're.
I was watching two young men in school uniform talk about how they'd scored drugs. Like when I was a youngster, you didn't say the word drugs or score. You had code for everything. And this guy goes, "It's all right, Jeffrey. I've scored some drugs for Friday." And I wanted to say, "Mate, I'm a police officer."
Yes, and don't speak so loud.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do that if you. Anyway, yeah. So I would pretend to be a cop. I'd like to actually just have the power to be a cop. Occasionally.
Yeah, I'd like that actually driving around. I wouldn't mind pulling people over and finding them.
You'd get away
constantly.
With it. Just put a woo on your fancy car.
On the wagon. On the tractor.
Hey, let's get some more music in. Hey, oh gosh, where does the time go, Dano? It's coming up to 6 o'clock. We're just flying through this.
Joy.
One of the news headlines you're not going to get from Beck Hagen is something I read, a snippet I read on the Facebook today, and it scared the pants off of
me.
And
I can't believe it's not her lead article. It's not even on
I sent
Twitter.
It to you and I said, this is shocking stuff. I mean, I've just spent a long weekend away with 10 women in a house, all between kind of roughly the ages of 40 to mid-50s.
I'm thinking.
And this article scared me.
Menopause.
There is a statewide shortage of the hormone replacement therapy patch, HRT. I know. Which I'm fine with, but if I'm ever going to need it, I don't want there to be a run out on it.
Well, if you're ever going to need it, there's a stockpile at my place.
Well, this is the thing. So you're part of the problem.
I could be.
So there's all these grumpy older ladies stockpiling HRT.
I'm selling it on
in
Collingwood.
I was wondering what the black market for HRT would look like. That's the question I asked myself. Self, I said. But you are the answer.
Well, Tuesdays and Thursdays I sell the HRT on in Collingwood, and on Wednesdays and Fridays I sell the baby formula.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was thinking, what would you stockpile if and you had to?
Well, the baby formula. It's worth a fortune.
Yeah, you can take it to China and make money off that.
That's right. If you look at the Google, there's been actual physical fights.
Yeah.
At stores trying to get their hands on the
HRT's
formula.
HRT's running out, ladies. Even if you're 36, go out and grab some.
Even if you're a 20-year-old guy,
yeah,
going,
buy something for your mum.
I'm making a fair bit out of it on the street.
Come on, young men, go and get you something for your old auntie.
Good Christmas presents.
That's right. There you go, Auntie
can
D.
Can the vouchers. Just go with your HR.
It's a D voucher.
Pop it in a nice box and put a ribbon on it.
Well, I want to say thank you to you, Dana, for being here today.
I apologise.
I love your HRT talk. Big thanks to Tabitha, too.
Yes, texting, Tabitha and texting Tabitha are looking at us very strangely. What is this thing, HRT?
That's right. Don't, if you don't know, just get...
They're playing at Falls Festival.
HRT. That's one of the Australian bands that are playing on Sunday. Thanks, of course, to Beck Hagen for the news and to Nicole, the podcast, who has to sit through this rubbish just to try and eke out some sort of entertainment. But if you do want to listen to our podcast, then why the hell wouldn't you? You can go to the iTunes store, look for Dana and Mason, or you can find us on the Joy app.
And she gets the same pay as us, so there is parity in this room.
You have to, yeah, she's, we're all paid exactly the same amount.
That's right.
Look at that. Beck Hagen, have you enjoyed your time with us today?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you I love
me,
it when...
You know, make me laugh.
I love it when you're in studio with us because it's more fun.
Oh.
Although it is nice to see the little look of fear on your face when you're not quite sure if I'm going to turn your microphone on when you're in the other room. It could happen anywhere.
It could happen
any time. It could happen at any time. Tabs, thanks very much for coming in. Nicole, thanks again to you. Big shout out to not only Tabitha One, but for all the little people, including my little nephew, Jai, who's all, not little... fully grown human man, Jai, who's doing his exams in the next couple of weeks. Must be harrowing. Hated it when I did it. Hmm. Anyway, it is 6:30 and therefore time for the news headlines with Beck Hagen. We've been Dana and Mason and we'll see you next week. Did I say sex you?
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.